In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Usually, we tend to be very generous, with ourselves, but very strict with others. That's the way we do. We allow ourselves a lot of things that we don't tolerate in other people. We see right away that there are two measures, one for me and one for others. One very large, by which I judge myself and always find justifications for my actions, for my laziness, for my negligence, for my anger, for my sins. Everything is permissible for me. But on the other side, there is the measure by which I judge others. And this other measure is kind of narrow. And I condemn every little thing my neighbor does. Two measures. That's a problem. In the Gospel for today, our Lord tells us a parable of a servant who had a huge debt with his king. And the servant implored the king for some time in order to pay for everything. And the king was moved by this supplication and forgave completely the debt of that servant. But leaving the presence of the king, that servant saw another fellow servant who owed him some little money. And coming after him, the one who had just been forgiven took the other by the throat and asked him for payment. And the fellow servant then implored him for some time in order to pay everything. But he did not want to listen, and he sent his fellow servant to prison. Now, some other servants of the king saw what that man had done, and told the king about it. And the king then called that servant back, and told him, "Wicked servant, I forgave you all your debt because you asked me. Shouldn't you then have also compassion on your fellow servant as I had compassion on you?" And the king, being angry, delivered that man to the torturers. My brethren, this parable is very clear. The king is God. The servant who was forgiven is each one of us. And the other fellow servant is our neighbor. We had a huge debt with God by all the offenses we have committed against him. How many sins we have committed in our lives, can we even count? But we confess our sins and ask for time to amend our lives, to change our evil ways. And the Lord forgave us completely. But then we see our neighbor who may have done something against us, and instead of forgiving as we were forgiven,
We hold a grudge. We hold a grudge.
The problem is that sometimes we simply don't want to let go. My neighbor lied about me. He brought harm to my life. He ruined my reputation. How can I simply pretend it never happened? It doesn't seem fair. My brethren, it's true, it's not fair. But it's mercy. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful, said the Lord. As we have received mercy from God, we are to give this same mercy to our neighbor. Blessed are the merciful, because they and only they will receive mercy. If that man in the parable had been mindful of the mercy of the Lord that he had just received, if he had kept in mind the remembrance of his sins, he would not have been so harsh with his neighbor. So we are called to be mindful that we have sinned many times against the Lord, and He has forgiven us. And in the same way, we are to forgive our neighbor. When we pray the Our Father, we say, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. We will be forgiven in the same measure that we forgive. And the conclusion is that if we don't forgive, we will not be forgiven. If we don't forgive our neighbor, we will not be forgiven by God. Period. Because one depends on the other. All sins can be forgiven, but one. To refuse forgiveness to our neighbor. So we have to examine ourselves and see if we have this sin in our soul. Is there anyone to whom I refuse my forgiveness? Perhaps it's my father, my mother, my priest. Perhaps my son, my daughter, my spouse. I don't know. Sometimes we hear about family members who do not talk to each other anymore. My brethren, it's time to stop this nonsense and let charity heal our wounds. Remember, it's not about being fair. It's about being merciful. As the Lord Himself is merciful to us. It's about forgiving as we ourselves want to be forgiven. Now, how do I know that I have forgiven my neighbor? There are three signs. The first is that I reject any kind of vengeance against my neighbor. The second is that I pray for him, for his salvation. If I do these two things, I can be in peace, even if emotionally I still may feel somehow hurt. But there is still a third sign of forgiveness, and it is to look for reconciliation, even if I'm not the one who did wrong. Taking the first step in the process of reconciliation is a very pleasing work in the eyes of our Lord. Remember, when our Lord came to save us, He took the first step. He came down from heaven. So maybe today after Mass, you have to make a phone call to reconcile with someone. Don't resist. Just do it. If you die tomorrow, why would you want that against you? Why? It's not easy, I know, but the Lord will help you with His grace. Do not hold to your grudge as a treasure to have. No. But let it fall. Let it break. Let it go. Be free. It doesn't do any good to you. Just forgive. For the love of God and the love of your neighbor, just forgive. As you have been forgiven by the Lord. So my brethren, let us not have two measures anymore, one large for us, and one strict for the others. Let us learn to be more and more charitable with everyone, even our enemies, knowing that if we want to receive mercy from the Lord, if we want to receive mercy from the Lord, we have to be merciful with one another. And not 7 times, but 70 times 7. It means always. This is the commandment of the Lord. And may we be willing to accomplish it. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.